Hughes, I'm Ben Thomas. Hurricane Milton knocked out power to millions and spawned tornadoes across Florida. At least 8 people are dead, but Ed Donahue reports many are feeling it could have been worse.
Milton caused storm surge and flooding, but Governor Ron DeSantis says Milton didn't reach the levels of Hurricane Helene.
Helene was producing major surge all across the west coast of Florida, and then in the Big Bend, it was just biblical.
In Palmetto, Florida, south of Tampa.
This is home, and it's gone. Home is gone.
Milton sheared the tin roof off Natasha Shannon's cinder block home. She and her family got out ahead of time and spent the night in a shelter.
I'm glad we left, because if we would have stayed, nah, we wouldn't survive this. If we did survive, we would be messed up. We'd be pretty bad off.
The worst storm surge from Milton appeared to be in Sarasota County, up to 10 feet, lower than in the worst place during Helene. I'm Ed Donahue.
Israeli airstrikes in central Beirut killed at least 22, while Israeli troops also fired on UN peacekeepers. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is visiting European leaders, detailing a victory plan he says aims to create the right conditions for a just end to the war with Russia. Hurricane Milton derailed a weekend summit with President Biden. Trial set for May 5th in Sean Diddy Combs' sex trafficking case, and Norman Hall has a verdict in another case.
A former DEA agent in Buffalo, New York, was convicted of corruption following a second trial on charges he used his position to protect drug traffickers he believed were associated with organized crime. Jurors found Joseph Bongiovanni guilty of 7 of the 11 counts he faced. Prosecutors said Bongiovanni, for at least a decade, took bribes and shielded childhood friends who became drug dealers and other suspects with ties to organized crime. Bongiovanni, one of 16 DEA agents brought up on charges since 2015, faces up to 20 years in prison. I'm Norman Hall.
This is AP News. The man known as the King of Clay for his triumphs at Paris's Roland Garros is calling it a career. Gethin Coolbaugh has the story.
Rafael Nadal is retiring from professional tennis at age 38 after winning 22 Grand Slam titles, including 14 at the French Open, during an unprecedented era he shared with rivals Roger Federer and Novak Djokovic. Nadal, whose unrelenting physical style of play made him one of the greats of the game, made the announcement on Thursday.
Hola a todos, estoy aquí para comunicaros que... Me retiro del tenis profesional.
He has competed infrequently the past 2 seasons because of injuries and said next month's Davis Cup finals will mark his farewell to the sport. He had hip surgery in 2023 and entered just 2 of the past 8 major tournaments. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
And in baseball, the Guardians beat the Tigers 5-4, sending their series to a deciding Game 5 Saturday in Cleveland. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.